the Hilton Gaos. How many of you people have seen anything in the papers the last week or two on the new conversion bill in Israel? Anybody pick it up?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You have any idea what they're talking about? I don't. I read everything. I have it all here. I don't know what the heck they're talking about. It has nothing to do with Gaos. They're talking about citizenship. Who is entitled to law of return? But all the papers have blown it up as a new battle between the Rabbonim and the secular community on Gaos. If we read it again, and if you people are interested, I can make some copies for next week to show you. It has nothing to do with Gaos. There, so far, thank God, the Gaos is still holding in the hands of the Rabbonim, for better or for worse. That's what it is now. That's what it is now. Yeah. I would like to talk about Gaos the way Kodesh Baruch Hu instructed us, by posing two questions. One, or maybe one question really, L'chatchila b'dievet. And the second part of that question is, can you lose your Kedushas Yisrael? You're all familiar with Yisrael, Avapi, Shechoto, Yisrael Hu. Is that true? As mysterious as it is that a person can come to you and say, make me a Jew, it's equally mysterious how a person can come and say, I don't want to be a Jew anymore. Both have a mokor and haloche, the second one on the great dispute, but haloche lamase, an intriguing possibility that explains much of our halachic history in Golos. It will give the people a chance to catch their breath. Open up to page 153. Gemara in Yevamos. The Tosus that introduces one of the major topics, namely, what's the level of commitment that you need in order to accept Kedushas Yisrael? Okay, people, with me. Page 153, about 10 lines from the top. Ro Yoruha ki Orev Zor, Pasuk in Mishlei. Evil befalls him because he was Orev Zar. He vouched for a stranger. Ruach haror tovo, Yibo says, that means the mekabli gerim, to those who facilitate are going to become a Jew. Ula'arve shel tzion, second category. More will explain that in a minute. Ulitkoa asmo l'dvar halocha. Three behavior patterns are rewarded by evil. Evil befalling the individual. The first one, Mekable Gedim, Rav Helbo, Omer Rav Helbo, Koshem Gedim Yisrael Kisapachas Ba'or. They are a plague. Avdi Shel Tzion is the Avdi Sholof Dots. I'll give you all explains. These are bad people who really have seichel. Why go to the lover and get a runaround? I go to the cosigner, I go to the olive. When I made the loan, obviously I didn't think that the lover was particularly responsible to repay it. So I insisted that there be a cosigner. So I pasch around with the olive. He'll give me a hard time. I pasch with the lover. I go right to the olive. That's not nice. His fellow extends a chesed to be, he's gomer chesed to this lover who obviously is not in good financial shape, otherwise he wouldn't need an olive. And this fellow backs him up in order so he can get a gemach, get a gemilas chesed. Instead, you take him right to court. That's not nice. Okay. Next, tokei asmol dvar alocha, the sanyo Rav Yosi Omer, kola omer, ein lo Torah, ein lo Torah, says, I don't have any Torah in me. I believe him. Pshita, kola omer, ein lo ela Torah, ain't lo ella Torah. No haname pshit, the same thing. Ella, even what? Afilu Torah ain't lo. Why? Because it says, imaratem asisim. Now, that explains what we're talking about. When a fellow says, I'm a bookie in medieval Jewish law. Okay. Torah doesn't have. Okay, Torah isn't taught as Haskalah. Okay. Torah, in order to be taught, in order to be acquired, requires commitment to the Derech HaTorah, which means to Godol Torah Shemevi Leimaseh. But if he limits himself to the scholarship of Torah, you should know that he doesn't understand what he's talking about. I don't think I have to bring you any raya from our own society. The Reform right shoes and the conservative right shoes. Any resemblance between that and Torah is purely accidental. Why? Omar Apope, because Omar Ko, Bilimaratem Basisem, Kol She Yeshlo Basio Yeshlo Bilim. Second shot is the Kamagamer Magmar Lachini Vazdavi Avdi. Very interesting insight. The fellow says, I am not from, I'm not interested in doing mitzvahs. But I teach Torah, I teach Shulchan Aruch. A whole bunch of people there, because I taught them Shulchan Aruch, they go out and they behave properly. They became Shomer Shabbos, they ochel kashrus, etc. So I should get credit for that while eating at McDonald's, right? I discuss what a great accomplishments I'm doing for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, you don't get schar for that. Don't ask schar for migmar lachini, right? A number of ways you can have shot this piece of Gemara, all interesting. Okay? The third shot, the third thing is Tukei Aspel Dvar Halacha, right? Is, I think I would like to emphasize, is the chilik between Torah and Halacha. You can be a big Talmud Chochem, you can't pasken a shaila to save your life. Shaila, halacha lemaisa, called my Rebbe le Talmud. And he took care of Asma le Dvar Halacha. He's going to pass him from his understanding of Halacha, right? It will not come out Halacha. He's learning Torah, but Halacha it's not. That's what he said. Says Medama Milsa le Misla, right? This Rabba Velo Azul Mashal. He has a Rebbe before you Paskin. The Rav Zatzal, I mentioned some of the boys before, used to say Rebbe Chag Asmicha. Remember, I signed your smicha in front and I put the Moshe's telephone in the back. Yeah. Don't think you can pass in shilas.
Okay.
I want you to join me on this little thesis on Ruah, and I don't want to discuss it more fully today because that's a major aspect of Geirus Halacha Lamaise, namely. What is the level of commitment needed to become a Jew? What is the level of commitment at the time of Geirus, when the Maisa Bezdin of Geirus, as we'll see, Geirus is a transfer of Kedusha from Am Yisrael to a non-Jew. Let me elaborate on that point. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave away all Kedusha to Am Yisrael. He kept for himself only Shabbos and Har HaBayis. Everything else is Mekadesh Yisrael Bahazmanim. He even gave over the calendar to us. We decide this coming year, we'll decide instead of eating Shmura Matzah, you should eat Homantasha. Because he's sick in an other base. With what authority? The answer is, Kodesh Baruch Hu said so. Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. All other Kedusha is in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu, of Am Yisrael, other than Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Har HaBayis. When a goy wants to become a ger, essentially what he's saying is, if you can go ahead and make a chol pot into a kli shoris, make a goy into a Jew. You have all the kedusha, share some of the kedusha with me. That's the Maisa Geirus. Hence we have a Bezdin that has the authority to transfer kedusha Yisrael to a non-Jew. That is the fundamental concept of Geirus. Can we do it without his permission? Can we coerce a goy to become a Jew like they've been coercing Jews to become goyim throughout our history under threat of death? If Yodeinu Ala Elyono, if we have the authority, the political, military authority to force people, can we do it? You know, you need what's a current term in ethics, you need full, voluntary, informed consent. The trouble is, too much information we don't share with the goy. There's an issur to teach goy Torah, as we'll come to it in a bit. So you can only give him, as the Gemara refers to it, mixas kalas, mixas chamuros. We'll develop that next year when we talk about what's the level of commitment. But right now you have to understand that we're talking about a level of commitment which is absolute. comes along this Tosfos, it causes a lot of tzoros. What I mean, a level of commitment that's absolute. What I mean is the goy comes to join the army. A fellow enlists in the army. What do they tell him? They tell him, you're in the army now. He thought he's going to be sent to a base in Florida, right, and spend the days in the sun of Florida. Instead, they sent him off to Afghanistan. So I didn't want to be an army man. The answer is, you signed up, that's all. That's the level of commitment that we understand in Galus. A total commitment to do whatever the army tells you. The army, Am Yisrael, will instruct him way in the course of years, possibly. He could be a Tinuk Shenishba Bein Akub, as we'll see later on, and wants to become a Jew. He doesn't know from nothing. He doesn't know about Avodah Zarah even. Yet he wants to become a Jew, he becomes a Jew. But if he goes ahead and he says, hey, 613 mitzvahs, that's a little too much, right? 612, I understand. Can you make a deal in becoming a Jew? The Kabbalah gave him, that's why Tosfos introduces here, look at the Voach HaRoah. And I say we'll develop it still further. Omeri, Hainu Hecha, Shemaisi, Nosu, Lizgair, Omeshem Kab, Nosu, Miyad. Avolim Heim, Misamsin, Lizgair, Yesh Lono, Lekablo. Tosfos comes to defend what's critical in our understanding. You mean reluctantly we accept a goy? Who wants a sapachas? Who wants a skin infection, a skin lesion? That sounds pretty bad over here. The Tosfos says, no, that's only what if they are what? They are basically what Messian also. They're coerced. They're convinced. They are somehow enticed to become a Jew. And of course, this introduces the whole issue of motivation. He doesn't want to become a Jew, but he wants that pretty Jewish girl. And she won't marry him unless he becomes a Jew. That's Messianos. He wants to go ahead and get a job in a company that's only hires Jews. They make wine. Can't have too many goyim around. Okay. Avo, imheim misamtsin lizgaya. You see, they are what? Anxious to become a Jew. Where do you have that in the posik? Not too far off. Megillas Rus. Vatera kihi misametzes. What? No misor. I'm not misreading. She really wants to be a Jewess. Misametzes sila lechazita. The Gaon has a nice comment on that. The Maisa of Rosh Chodesh and Rabbi Yochanan, when they met, and Rosh Chodesh was showing his physical prowess by jumping across a stream. And Rabbi Yochanan said to him, if you only would use your koach for Torah, how great you'd become. Rabbi Yochanan was a very handsome man, and Rosh Chodesh answered him, if only your beauty were given to a woman, how pretty she'd be. And I said to him, I have a sister who's prettier than me. if you devote your strength to Torah, I'll give you my sister for a wife. And then what happened? He couldn't jump across anymore. Because Torah mateshes kocho shel adam. So the Gaon says, Batere kihi misametzes. Naomi was a young woman, was an old woman. Ruth was a young woman. He saw something strange. Ruth is having trouble keeping up with her. She's having trouble keeping up with her. She realized that she accepted already the Ola Torah and Torah Matesha Kavashoda. That's in case you're running out of drosha, it's a good one for your shrews. Okay? Now look what happens here. Sherei Motzinu, Shenenshu Avrom Yitzchak v'Yaakov Shol Kiblu V'Timno Shebosol Zgaya. Right? And she gave birth to Amalek. Gave birth to Eliphaz. Eliphaz gave birth to Amalek. Then comes a number of historical cases in Gerus. The Gam Yoshua Kibel Rochav Hazona Vinoso. More than just welcomed her into the Jewish nation, he married her. Next, so it can be Kisapachas. Next, the Rusa Moavio, right? Uberish Per Madlikin is the most critical case here discussed. There we don't know what happened. We don't know about Rochov. I mean, Rochov obviously, as it comes across to us, Inach was obviously a very special woman before to her contact with Yoshua and Pinchos as the Maraglim. Likewise, you see the effort that Timna was making to try to become Jewish, went to Avrom, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So no good raya. What their level of commitment was. But look at the next case. Reish Peh Bame Madlikin. Shegil Hillel also Shomar Gereini Amanashit Tzimeini Koin Godol. Oh, Barmanash Shitlamdeini Torah Regalachas. Too much commitment, you don't sense it. Commitment to do everything the army tells you, that's not implicit in that those two cases. And Hillel accepted them, meaning immediately transferred Kedushas Yisrael to them. Why do they do a thing like that? Alpha P Shelohoyu Bisamsin Lizgaya. And here comes what opens up the whole conversion issue. And that is Yodeya Hoya Hillel Behen Shesofam Leos Gerim Gemurim. Hillel judged the personality and said, I have confidence this will work out. But Bishas Maisa, it didn't work out. There was no Kabbalah of Tayag Mitzvahs before. That poses the big issue, and which allows for a little bit of subjectivity in the whole Maisa Gerus. Said, we'll spend much more time on that issue. But since we're on the Omer already, I figure we'll cover that. We turn to page 167, 168. The upside you go. Are you with us? Is there another text around here? I better look in better. Why don't you share with him? This is Osos Machimos. This is a Okay, look at page 167. Apello Zatzal, the magnificent commentator on Sadrigo on the Sefer HaMitzvos, poses the question that I began with. Is it good for the Jews? Is it l'chatchila? Is it only a b'dieved? Right. And pick up from where Rav Stein marked it all for you there. The arrow on page 167. I'll bring it up to date. It's really worth sitting down with the Sefer HaMitzvos and going through this marvelous presentation. He's asking the question, how come Rav Sadrigon didn't list the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Gerim? Okay. So he wants to know where the mitzvah comes from. And he has a klal he puts in that Rav Sadrigon, I don't take it for granted, but I'm sure you all know that there's never an argument on whether it's a mitzvah or not. The argument is it in the count of mitzvahs, the mona mitzvahs? Is it one of the 613, or is it an ancillary, is it a composite mitzvah, etc.? No one argues that it's a mitzvah. Where's the mitzvah come from? So some say the optimus a ger. You can't love a ger without him making a ger. That tells you have to make a ger. Rapello proves very brilliantly that the real mitzvah is pick it up here. The man Masha Mondo I say the Bahafta La Reacha Kaboha Sheshova Bachol Monum Gankin I say the Bahafta Masager. They have two mitzvahs in their 613 count. After Masager and after the Reacha Kamocha. Abo Rabbeinu Agoron Zalomon Aseizu. Because also Lashitose. He says he has only one mitzvah. After the Reacha Kamocha. And what's the Chidush? The after Reacha Kamocha goes Al Shem HaOsid. He's not Reacha yet. But since he's imminent to become Reacha, that mitzvah already applies to him. And the proof, therefore, is Gor Chiv Doraisa to love Gerim because he is your brother. And therefore, there's a mitzvah to make a Ger. The mitzvah is to be Mekabel Gerim. This is a historically difficult position for us to have fulfilled this mitzvah. Right? Always looked upon as an attack on Christianity, as you make a ger has to come from someplace. It usually comes from Christianity. Not too many came from Muslim circles, but we'll have one from Obadiah Hager that I gave you here in the Tshuva of the Rambam. Yeah. And therefore they looked upon it as, you know, the Ger Tzedek of Vilna was burnt at the stake. Jewish community was always under attack. If someone became a Ger, it was under penalty of death practically. Yeah. Nevertheless, that mitzvah is there. When Kodesh Baruch Hu allows us, and I think we have enough pride in our way of life to realize that if we could go out and show them comparative religion, here's your way of life, here's our way of life, here are the results that we've achieved, generationally results, here's what you're achieving, we'd come out ahead. We do very well in competition. But history has not allowed us to do that. The history of anti-Semitism, etc., we never tested ourselves on Gaiden. We test ourselves on Bali Chuvit. Our people try to get them to come back. And I don't know how well we've done on that in numbers. Nevertheless, this is all theoretical. Halacha l'maisa, we are most likely, we'd be unwise if we ever had anything as a public attempt at conversion. The Goyim have no problem. We have a serious, still have us in this world of equality. We still have a problem competing on even playing fields. We don't have an even playing field. I had one word of drush. I think I said it in class. When the Navi asks, Amo of the Oretz, Al Sha'ozru is Tarosi. If you look at Medrash Eicha, and Tisha B'Av isn't far behind, Shu'as, in Medrash Eicha, the Medrash says, on that posuk, Halavai Osi Ozvu, V'Torosi Shamoru, Shamor Shabo Marzira Lemutov. Halavai, they didn't believe in God, but believe in my Torah. What kind of statement is that? Why would anyone believe in a Torah if you don't believe in God? So if you look further in the Midrash, really you can tie together two Midrashim and get an understanding. Midrash, a little bit later, says that at the time of Churban, there were 365 cults in Eretz Yisrael. Each one was assigned one day. They couldn't find a day for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. All used up. That's what the Medrash means. That's what the Gemara means to say. That's what Torah means to say. What the Novi means to say. Halavai osi ozu. Don't believe in God. But to Rosh Hashemoro, let my Torah compete. You couldn't give me one day. There's 365 days. I want to compete also. If you put down your Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, Shintoist, etc., put the faith down. What's your way of life? What's our way of life? I will come out ahead. We'll compete. But you won't let us compete. That's the problem. We're pretty much in the same condition yet today. Great efforts made to convert Jews. We can't compete. So all you have to say is, look, compare our religion with your religion. We're better. A Jew still can't talk that way. Not yet. Need a little more chesed from Kodesh Baruch Hu before we'll be able to talk that way. Turn to page 138. Let me here introduce a fundamental concept. I'm sure everybody knows it if you learn the halacha, but it has to be said clearly because no one seems to understand that it determines how we behave also in Kabbalah's Gaiden. There are two classes of Gaiden. Okay. This you have to see in the halacha. There are two classes of Gaiden. One class is a Geir who has Kedushas Yisrael. And the second class, a Geir has Kedushas Kahal Yisrael. Look at the text. You have those that in mind, you'll see it really jumps out at you from the text. So I don't see Anyone writing about Geilus ever discussed it that way. But that's the halacha. Watch. Geil shenichnas kahal Yisrael. Why would the Mechaber use that term? Geil shenichnas kahal Yisrael. You see how critical that term is. Okay? And look a little bit how the text develops. Bishosh is Geil, Omam lo, Maroesh Shabos is Geil, Bismishugir. You're crazy. You want to be a Jew? Who wants to be a Jew? Don't you know that we're under attack? Yisurim bo amaleim. Imomel yodei ani. Veini kedai lischaber imohem. I know. And I know I'm not worthy to be a Jew, but I want to be a Jew. Then mekaber osam miyad. Why? Here's a fellow who wants to join the army. Period. No questions asked. I'm asking you how, what you do. Let's skip down. Umodin also mixas mitzos kalos mixas mosos chamuros. There's not a full informed voluntary consent. Mudin also mixas onchen shal mitzos, right? And tell him, look, you're getting into trouble. You could eat at McDonald's, now no more McDonald's. Right? They say to him, Koyle Shaboso, right, Limidazu, Achalta Chalev. No punishment. You're probably a good guy. Why don't you want to be a bad Jew? Be a good guy. Sheva Mitzvah's Bnei Noah, it's fine, genug for you. Lubavitch, haven't seen it for a long time. They used to come up here with their mitzvah tank. One of the mitzvah tank was Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noah. I don't know how well they did on that one. I saw it in Eretz Yisrael even. for the PLO, they teach them Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noah. Yeah. And you tell him also, you know, if you make it and you become a tzaddik gomel, it's going to be to your benefit. It's hard for that. That's really very broad topics, nothing specific here. So there's no Kabbalah's old mitzvos in specific mitzvos. That's Kabbalah's all mitzvos. I accept the yoke. I join the army. Once I join the army, I'm stuck. Whatever the army tells me to do, I'll do. Now watch what happens. Turn the next page, 140. The Isha. You got it? Oh, four or five lines down. Isha tovzovol didoso. Have a girl or mutter be Israelis. Chutz be Kabbalah's hamitzo shema keves emeinu v'yom u'b'shlosho. V'arambam afilu b'di'evet shetoval omor b'fnei shnayim o b'layla, you must have a bezden for everything. That's just, Mr. Shem will discuss that in detail. What kind of a authority you need to transfer Kedushas Yisrael to a goy. Now listen to this one here. The also be Yisraelis. If he only had three, not for a bezin of three, but two, he can't marry. Aval in also Yisraelis, but if he did, the holy man of Ben, lo pasinally, the Ben is perfectly kosher. What does that mean? A goy akam shabar bas Yisrael, the son is posel kohuno. I'm posel kohuno, of course, the father not kohen. Meaning, if he marries and has a daughter, that daughter can't marry a kohen. The whole line, Pasul Lakuna. So is he a Jew or not a Jew? He's not a Jew, he's a goy. Right? So why you say is the Inosu Yisraelis lo pasin alei? Monoshach. Either the Geirus was good or not good. But me, it was good Geirus enough so that his children are not Pasul Lakuna. He's not a goy. For a goy would make all the children Pasul Lakuna. But he's okay. His children are okay. He's a goy. What does that mean? Cannot be. Okay. Turn the next page. Okay. 142. He's here, you see it clear. I told you there are two classes of Gaelim. There's a Gael who has Kedushas Yisrael. There's a Gael who has a Heter Lovo Lekol. Two separate levels of Gaelus. Watch. Look at the Yodei Yud. Goy o Goyo. Shebo v'yoma nizgayarti bebezino shoploni. Eino neman. Eino neman what? Lovo bekol. Acheyovi edim. Vim. Reinu nogim bedaki Yisrael. The Osim Kolamitzos, Hare Elu Becheskas Geri Tzedek. Alpha P. Shain Shem Eden Shemid Migin's Gailu. But Alpha P. Cain, in Bolis Arab Yisrael, Emasinos. Marry, he can't marry. Mind you, strange Loshon of Machaber. He calls him a Ger Tzedek. A Ger Tzedek he is. He's doing mitzvahs, he's doing fine Jew. What does it mean? I'll call him, give him an Ali in the Torah. I haven't seen otherwise. It's Koshal Edus. He can sign on a get. No minor Jewish authority is granted him. He wants to get married to a Jewish girl. So, oh, no. You bring two Edim before you can marry a Jewish girl. You want to go into the second level of Gerus. A Ger said that you can be, we have Kedushas Yisrael. You want to enter into Kahal Yisrael and have what? Eternity granted you. You want eternity as a Jew so that your genes now make up Am Yisrael. No go. But that I need real agents. Achei Yaviu Edim, right? Or it's to go to another Gaelus in front of us, right? Avo Mishabo Vamal Shu Goi. Here's a simple question. I'll get you next here too. Sorry, finish this up. How do we know that people are Jewish today? Mark down which page? Yeah, the old Tosfos. Have it here, but in Psochim and Abdalid, there's a story of Yudim Ben Pseilo. Anyone remember? Yudah ben Bezalel about a goy going to Yerushalayim and eating Korban Pesach. Who remembers the Gemara? What does the Gemara say? There was a goy who went to Yerushalayim and came back and boasted. He goes every year to Yerushalayim. He likes lamb chops and he eats with the Korban, gets invited to a family, eats Korban Pesach. Yudah ben Bezalel realized this fellow is on maneuver, just making fun of us. So he said to him, did they give you mishufro from the best part, which is the tail, right? You go back and tell them you want a piece from the aisle. He came back, and they realized something isn't kosher here, because every Jew knows that the aisle is nikra v'gavim mizbeach. He said, who told you this? You remember saying that, told me. Don't fool me. You're not treating me well as a guest, right? So they managed to take care of him. Then they killed him. Right? He sent back a message. Yudah ben Seira, you are in Tzivit. You are far away. Yudah ben Seira was too old to go up Ola L'Regel, right? And your the Rechtech, your trap is set in Yerushalayim. Right? Compliment on what he did. Well, how mean a fella comes and says, I want to eat Korban Pesach with you? What do? We check? Bring two witnesses before? I don't know, I never met you before. How come they accepted him? The answer is, you accept every Jew, period. And who says so? He says, yeah, the Gemara has a machlokas, whether it applies in Chutz L'Aretz or only in Eretz Yisrael. Well, the question is, you go Bosa Rov. In Eretz Yisrael, the Rov were Yisraelim, therefore you can go with it. In Chutz L'Aretz, Rov Akko, maybe not. But okay, that's not for now. But the fact is that you accept a Jew on a say-so, without any questioning of him. Ain't a phenomenon. But if he comes and he says, I was a goy, but I was misgaya, he's no different than a Jew who says nothing. He should have kept his mouth shut, I would accept him as a Jew. Therefore, he has aloche, pesha osso, pesha itil, if he has no monos. He didn't have to tell me that he was a goy. We can make it. Any questions on this up to now? This your name you have to have clear in your mind.
The story you just mentioned.
You have to talk a little louder.
The story you just mentioned, if someone comes from a certain place where there are no Jews, and he says I'm Jewish, so you don't ask any questions?
That's machlokes, where the chutz l'aretz, we'll do that too. Yeah. I'm just posed the question, can you lose Kedusha Yisrael? Yeah, why'd you want it?
Well, at the same time, even for any regular Jew comes along, you still are more thorough in wondering if they're a Jew or investigating if they're a Jew when they want to get married.
All right. This is, I said, that's the machlokas, whether it's because of Rov, Govos a Rov, there, and it's a Rov based on Chazoki, they let us roll, they were Muzok, they were Jewish, and you have Rov too. Lechura today, if you were a Rov in Wyoming, in Utah, right, with all the Mormons, right, certainly you would not accept a stranger to give Chupa Kedushin without getting some proof of that he's Jewish. Okay, can you lose Kedusha Yisrael? Oh, we have a Mishnah Nidah on page 146. See, really, in the on the Mefoshim of the Mishnah, some machlokes chabavad bibartenura and the Tosfos Yom Tov. What's the case there? The role, the status of the Kusim. Okay, you know, the Gemara argues whether the Kusim were ever Jews or not. Were they Geri Emes and they drifted into Avodah Zarah? Or were they Geri Arroyos, right, and never accepted to be Jews? Shaila legabe the Ksomim. A kesem found on a cloth. The kesem is metame. So when you know a trumah or maisus, right, you have to be careful. If you touch the cloth, it has a locha of an avatume, and you become tame, you have to be zohir to go to mikveh before you can eat trumah kadoshim, or those who ate chulin b'tahara. For a long period of time in Jewish history, people were knowing after the chulin, eat chulin b'tahara, make believe the chulin was kodesh, so it was not shotish takach Torah mi'Yisrael. Pick up the in the Rav, the underlined role. Just watch the language. Kvar nifsiko ha'alocha debizman hazeh gozu al kusim lios kenochim lechol divreim v'kismeim tohorim kikismei anochim. What's the Rav saying? What's the problem? Problem is Yisrael apeh shechote Yisrael hu. So if you hold that they were Geri Emes, well, what do you mean you decided to treat them like goyim? So those who hold that you can't do such a thing, you decide to take away Kedusha Yisrael from somebody. Say, well, that's because they really hold that they're Geri Arroyos. That's why they were never Jews. In other words, it was a historical investigation. And they came to conclusion. Look at the Tosfos Yom Tov. Again, what's underlined? Alpha gab de leo pirut de geri emes hein ulech shor yisraelim de alpha gab de chote yisrael hu avol heim omu de kesem li tamo veim omu de bekusun shalach shavlom et tamo. What's he saying? As for Ksomim, Tumas Ksomim is only the Rabbanon. And it was only the Rabbanon. Therefore, they have power. So they decided, the complicating life with the Kusim, they leave their Ksomim all over the place. Right? Therefore, we took it away. We removed our Isu from it. Fine. Rabbanon, make an Isu and take off the Isu. He doesn't want to learn Pshat that we took off Kedusha Yisrael. That's what the Rav says. Gozru al kusim lios kinochim. Meaning they were not nochim. Look at the Meiri in Yevamos on page 158. The first paragraph on top of the page. Look at 159 first, the last paragraph. Goy shekidish bezman hazeh ein choshen lekedusha lo mar shema yisrael hu. V'shem atomar lo choshemu me'aser sashvotim shegolu b'meitz hacherev. Sheharbe mehem shenishtamdu harbe mehem v'nitma'o with an iron, and they got mixed up We say called the Polish Miluka Polish. They're more goyim. So any one person has halacha called the Polish. You go Bosarov. B'shem Atoma, what do you do? But there are certain areas, B'duchta Dikri, not familiar with that geography, B'cholo, B'chavo, B'chavoseh, certain areas where Sancheirev didn't mess them up. Michael Amema, Doho Rubeninu, Hare Mikom Mokom, Nochios Nosu. But by now, they married Shiksas. Extend this this issue to the B'nai Menashe of India. They're alone Nitmu, assuming that history shows that yes, that's where one of the Aser Sashvatim Menashe landed there. But what's happened over the course of the last 1,000 years? They married only Jews, they married Indians without the benefit of Gaelus. They kept them in Hogim, how about Nobezdin? Therefore, it's all the Ethiopians. Let's assume, fine, we'll grant you that once they were Jewish. Then what happened since then? They went to Gaelus? We'll discuss that at a later time. Shifra v'noches blada kemosa. V'shem atoma v'shem menabonosu shebo agoy aleihem. That's good. The males married females, so the children are goyim. Well, how about the girls marrying goyim? The children are Jewish. Why don't you worry about that? So he says strange answers. One, the Jewish girls purposely made themselves ugly, so no boy would want to marry them. That's the first tenets. Right. Okay. That all the girls drank koshali korin. They drank a potion that made them infertile. They didn't want to give birth. Okay.
Why not just wait 3 generations?
Well, watch. Now look at the last the paragraph on top, on page 158. Below Od, Ella Shakabola Hoysa Beyodam Shakalosam Shinitmu Behem Nitmu Lagambri. Those that got mixed up, all got mixed up. And then comes the last slide. Ache Bezdin Shaboso Ador Osum Kigoyim Gemurim Shlorios Beklal Beklal Din Yisrael Klal. Umikan Hoyaksas Rabosai. They wanted to paskin. Shekol mishumud bizman azay goy gomahu meichosh lekedushin. A fellow who joins Jews for oso ish, and he gives kedushin to a girl, no kedushin. His father is a poor man. I didn't confirm this 100%, but 99.99%. You people who travel, you notice in the airports, there's a jeweler called Stern, right? Stern's Jewelry. He is the international head of Jews for Oso Ish. Okay? His son-in-law lives next to my grandson in Tifrach. And they have regular sessions next door there, Friday, Shabbos, Davidin, et cetera, for Oso Ish. They go around proselytizing, etc. Nu, is he Jewish or not? V'af k'sas chachmei asher yigidu li b'shem g'doli rabbeinuhem d'inyan chalitza shekol shenoflo yevomo lefnei yovo mishumud. Okay? A brother died and his brother became a mishumud. Question is, now he has to marry his brother's wife. She doesn't want to marry a mishumid. He doesn't want to give a chalitza either. He doesn't get involved with Jewish things anymore. So what? They said that if he's a Meshuman, doesn't need Chalitza. Kedush non Teufels with him, etc., etc. Okay, jump to the end, I'm watching the clock. Lechen Kosvo, Shemabal Meshuman, the mess, ain't Zukuka Klau. Right? Because the Lo Yimach Shemo, it said you shouldn't. You should marry your sister-in-law so that the name shouldn't be wiped out. He's already a Meshuman, right? He's Yamach Shemo. Vidati b'kulam shecholetzes lo mishabemes. He doesn't agree, the meaning. You can't take away Kedushas Yisrael. She needs chalitza. We won't force her to marry him, of course. But she's zukuka liyivum, and she can't get married to anybody else without chalitza from this Meshuman. Okay, the main authority for the concept that you could take away someone's Kedushas Yisrael is a tshuva Marama Rutenberg. Okay? Now here, if you catch this piece in, we'll have done a day's work. Look at what page is that? The Chassam Sofer. I have it right here. Where's the Chassam Sofer? I just scribbled out. It's later on. Look at the index he gave you. He stuck it later on. Oh, yeah, okay. Page 217. Okay, you boys have a minute or two yet? Unbelievable sum so far. Okay, and Hilchus Tfilin. Tfilin Shekosso Mapikoris Yisrafu. Okay? Vieshomam Yigonzu. Look at the Sam Sofer. He quotes a Mishnah that we just learned in Maseches Nida. I am Betoisus Yontiv, Mishnah Daras Etcher, right? The Tomo, right? He wondered, Al Kusim, Igeri Emesain, Echosum Kenochim, the Tire Nidus for all those Shalahem. Meaning, Al Kusi dies in an Ohel, a Kohen can walk in, there's no Tumasol on a Goy. Which means Bezdin, representing Klal Yisrael, just as Klal Yisrael gave Kedusha, they can take it back. Lahotzi Hamoredes Michal Habordim Michal Ha'umo V'yavzru, right? Lios Ligoyim Gemurim Af Lahokel. Meaning just a hint, that they weren't observing Zionism Bnei Noach, so Kadosh Baruch Hu was martyred the Zionism Bnei Noach. Afagav the love raya gemuri mekomokom heim nimnu v'gomu lautziyam mibris Yisrael legamri ubegitin pirush rashi shamosov. Right? Here we have a picture of legalism. That's Negeos, and what's been a major problem that developed last year, 2 years ago, where the Rabbonus Haroshes went ahead and negated hundreds and hundreds of Geirus in Eretz Yisrael because they didn't like the the functioning of the Bati Dinim that did it. Now, an attack on Rav Druckmann, Shlita, was an Adam Godel and highly trustworthy. Nevertheless, something didn't work well when he delegated authority to other people. Yeah. But that raised the whole issue, can you take away someone's conversion? Now, they argued there was a good conversion to begin with. But the question is, if these people are not conducting themselves properly. I was last year, I was in Dan Yam HaMelech, right? And I saw a whole bunch of Russians there with the women wearing crosses. And they were all, quote, law of return. They were, in quotation mark, Jews. Is that Shaykh? They should be Jews? The first one, they want to be Jews. That's a separate problem. And now the whole tovu that was raised by this conversion bill that came up 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago in Eretz Yisrael, try to solve the problem of the Russians. That's a big problem. It has to be solved. You have to resolve that problem. How to resolve it, nobody knows yet. We'll discuss it. We'll discuss about the Gerus of Ger Kotom as a possible approach to solve the problem. At least ameliorate the problem by taking the youngest generation that doesn't need Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos and converting them all. Before the Bar Mitzvah, before Bas Mitzvah, that would be a Yeshua Purto, a Mixas Yeshua there to the problem. Okay, we'll pick up again in Mitzvah next Thursday.
Shulis next week.
Huh?
Shulis next week.
Next third that we teach.
Thank you, Rabbi.